This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The order covers all 43 million U.S. residential renters as long as they meet income eligibility requirements. Renters must file sworn declarations warning eviction would leave them homeless or force them into a shared living situation. U.S. President Donald Trump on August 8th directed the CDC to consider whether temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. Speaking online from Geneva Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives if they are considering reopening their economies to everyday activities in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Global Health Agency is also sounding a word of caution over the race to produce a safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19 in response to remarks by Dr. Stephen Hahn, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that the agency would consider authorizing an emergency use of a vaccine before its late-stage human trials are complete. A new survey from the World Economic Forum reveals that about 74% of all adults around the world said they would receive a coronavirus vaccine if one became available. China was the country most enthusiastic about a vaccine, with 97% in support. People in Russia were the least. Just 54% expressed a willingness to have a COVID vaccine. In the United States, the percentage was 67% willing to get a vaccine. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president made the trip over the objections of the state governor, Tony Evers, who said it would only delay the healing his state's people need to undertake. The president toured parts of Kenosha that were damaged during the civil unrest that followed Blake's shooting. Trump toured the charred remains of a block besieged by violence and fire and spoke to owners of a century-old store that had been destroyed. The president used the occasion to criticize Democrats in charge of Kenosha and in charge of the state of Wisconsin. He has pressed those officials to accept federal law enforcement help. But the president said Tuesday those leaders, in his words, just don't want us to come in. Governor Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence triggered by Blake's shooting. Blake, who survived, is partially paralyzed, according to his family. A new Pentagon report predicts that China will at least double the size of its nuclear warhead stockpile over the next decade as it pursues its own nuclear triad to conduct nuclear strikes by land, sea, and air. The Defense Department released to Congress on Tuesday its annual report on China's military power. The report said the number of Chinese nuclear warheads is currently estimated to be slightly more than 200, and that number includes those that can be fitted to ballistic missiles capable of reaching the United States. The report said China's modernization and expansion of its nuclear forces part of a broader effort aimed at matching, and in some cases surpassing, the United States military as the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific region. The U.S. is adjusting its Taiwan policy and declassifying cables on Taiwan arms sales as China ramps up pressure on Taipei. A senior State Department official said Monday the latest U.S. moves were not a policy shift, but part of a set of significant adjustments within Washington's longstanding One China policy. Taiwan said it would continue to strengthen its defense capabilities, thanking the United States for its firm commitment to Taiwan's security. In Beijing, Chinese officials urged the United States to stop elevating relations with Taiwan. The oil industry has asked the United States to pressure Kenya to change its world-leading stance against the plastic waste that litters Africa. That's according to environmentalists who fear the continent will be used as a dumping ground. The request from the American Chemistry Council would be the first U.S. bilateral trade deal with a country in sub-Saharan Africa. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.